Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today marks the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 attack, and one of the positive things that have come from that incredibly terrible day is that people have come forward to make a difference. That includes Pauly. He's the founder of Pauly's Push.
You know, the amazing thing is, Anna, it's the awareness, it's the funds that have been raised, it's the unity of people that come together.
Since 2021, Pauly has taken an airline cart and pushed it on each of the routes of the planes that were lost that day.
As a flight attendant for United Airlines, Pauly was on one of those flights the day before and worked with these flight crew members that were lost on September 11th. He got off the plane the night before at 8 p.m. and the next morning, tragedy struck.
I'm on my way into Boston the last 4 years with each aircraft. So we finished the four aircrafts. This year, I'm on my way to the State House in Boston right now. But it's next year is the big year. It's the 25th anniversary where we got a surprise. To be honest with you, the whole thing was never supposed to go past the first year.
Yeah.
And it just keeps developing.
For those that don't know your story, you basically flew the flight route as a flight attendant of one of the planes that hit the towers on the 11th. You were in the air, in fact, on one of those planes on the 10th with your crew. And the next day you were not scheduled to be on those flights. And after losing your friends and colleagues in that terrible day, like, this was a mission that you came up with, and you've pushed this cart the entire flight pattern of all four planes that we lost that day.
It's exactly correct. I landed at 8 o'clock the night before. My story is really, I think, a little bit different than a lot of flight attendants. I've worked for 5 airlines. It's just the way my career played out.
Pauly, when you're out there and you're pushing that cart, what's going through your mind? Because I can't imagine that it's easy to do this.
It's funny because the first thing everybody says to me, why don't you get bigger wheels? And I have the pictures of the crew on top of the beverage cart, so I can see their faces every step I take. But the reason I don't change the wheels is because I think about what they had to endure that morning. And I say to myself, why would I make this any easier? Yeah. The minute I start out, there's only one thing I think about. I leave on this day, and I'm going to arrive on this day. Whatever day we start, I know that I'll finish on September 11th.
I mean, obviously, Paul, it's cathartic for you, right? I mean, through all this suffering that you put yourself through, to all this awareness that you raise, you know, you still, you know, rightfully so, say to yourself is that you have it easy compared to what they had, you know, obviously that day and the terrible decisions that they had to make in face of a terrifying set of circumstances. So, Paul, I know that this day is heavy for you, and I know that you're not walking this year, and you only intended to start with one, but you've done it all now, and the same thing is putting yourself through it. What does next year look like? What is that plan going to be?
I've never planned any of this, and we'll make an announcement. It'll be out tomorrow. I just went and picked up 4 more beverage carts yesterday. I'm going to have 4 beverage carts that will be designated for each aircraft, and the public will be able to come out on the street, and there'll be designated areas along the route from Boston to New York, and we'll have the carts for them to push. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, I wish everybody could experience this.
Yeah.
You know, this is how I felt after 9/11. We all came together.
Pauly, we can't wait for next year to be part of this, and we're so grateful and thankful for everything you do.
Paul Bonetto, just one of the people out there doing good still after all these years.
If you want to learn how you can get involved next year, you can head to paulyspush.com.